Saturday Live.
Brought to you by Wogan Interiors, Shop Street, Rotherham. Open Sundays for January. Visit our amazing 40,000 square foot showroom packed with exclusive furniture and flooring for every living space.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Hello and good morning and welcome to Saturday Live, here with you until noon, and we're out and about at the Holiday World Show here at the Simmons Court RDS till noon. I'm Robbie Fogarty. Lots of relaxed songs for you to enjoy between now and 12 from the likes of Brian Ferry, Faith Hill and more. And I'm going to be joined by Ed Finn. It's a sort of travel talk special brought to you by Croatia Tours. We're going to be chatting to the Croatian ambassador shortly about a trip there. Visit Dubrovnik. Sounds like an amazing place to go. Miro's going to be talking about that. And Sharon's going to be talking about some of the great offers to Croatia. Ed's also going to be talking about some of his experiences in this beautiful country. So pop down and say hello if you're visiting the Holiday World Show. We're here on Saturday Live till 12 o'clock. Ed Finn is here with me, and we're here with the esteemed Ambassador Davish from Croatia. Lovely to see you again.
Oh, thank you for inviting me to your program again. Yeah. What to say? Good morning to you and to all, all.
How would we say good morning now in Croatian?
Dobro jutro.
Dobro jutro. How was that? Was that a good pronunciation?
Dobro jutro.
Sorry, I made a complete bag of that. Okay. I mean, you are here 3 or 4 years. You came to Ireland during COVID, which was, I think, a very unusual time for most of us on the planet. And you've enjoyed Dublin, and Dubliners have gone, 110,000 people have gone to Croatia from Ireland traveling.
Yes, that's true. And that's through last years. I'm so happy. Of course, there is a few reasons. Country of sun and fun. There is a few magic words like Croatia Tours, Ryanair, Croatia Aer Lingus. So there is a lot of things who are helping us to have a lot of Irish citizens on the Croatian coast. And they are very welcome there.
And do you find that some Irish people are telling you where to go to in Croatia, that they know the country so well at this stage, they can nearly educate you as well?
That's true, because, you know, I'm from Croatian coast. Yeah. And I'm every year traveling on my small village close to Dubrovnik, so I'm not traveling around. So there is probably a lot of Irish people who know better Croatian coast than myself. Shame on me, but that's true.
And where do you go to when you go back home on a visit? Where do you like to travel to?
I'm traveling every year on the same place. It's a mild, small village close to Dubrovnik. It's one peninsula called Pelješac. It's a nice, small village. By the way, there is already one lady who is married, one lady from Ireland who is married there for Croatian citizens. So you are slowly.
We're integrating, we're invading.
Invading, yeah. But again, it's nice because people from Ireland are very welcome. They are very funny. They enjoy Croatia. They enjoy sign. And there is a lot of similarity between Croats and Irish. So we understand each other. And believe me, you will find a good beer also on the Croatian coast.
You mentioned the magic word there. Lovely to see you again. I know you probably, how long more will you be in Ireland for?
Probably another year. We have election year, so usually during election year, president is not changing ambassador, so I'm going to stay another year. I'm not complaining. I'm enjoying Ireland. So, voila.
Who knows, you may be visiting Ireland in years to come and we can show you some of the hospitality Croatia has shown us Irish over the past while. Lovely to see you again.
Thank you,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here with that, Ed, until 12 o'clock. Lots more. You're going to be talking about your experiences in Croatia a little later.
Lovely to see the ambassador again. Lovely to drop by. Yeah, Croatia, so much stuff, Robbie. You know, loads of flights again this year to Split, Dubrovnik, Zadar, all the airlines flying there. Exciting, yeah. Great destination. I always think it's a little bit stylish. And in a
like
good
yourself.
Way. In a good way, Robbie, and so much to discover there. Actually, you know, you could every time I go back there, it's like a whole different holiday. But again, yeah, some beautiful natural waterfalls, and you know, the food is great. Zagreb, of course, the capital. Amazing for like Christmas markets, which I've been early to be talking about that, but you know, they've won awards for it. Great city, kind of like Prague in a way. And then of course you have the coastline, the Adriatic, all that beautiful azure blue water, beaches, you know, that real holiday. It's a real holiday when you go there. And again,
and of course a lot of people love to go to Dubrovnik. We're going to be talking to Miro in a little while about Visit Dubrovnik.
We've got the director of the Dubrovnik Tourist Board here as well, Miro Draskovic. So he's going to be chatting to us. And of course, hugely popular destination for the Irish.
Fantastic. So lots to come between now and noon. It's Saturday Live, out and about till midday from the Holiday World Show. 550 exhibitors, 40,000 people are going to be visiting here over the course of the weekend. From the Holiday World Show, I'm here with Miro, the director of Dubrovnik Tourism. Lovely to meet you at last.
Yeah, at last. We've seen each other on the camera, but not live.
Brilliant. I mean, you're on a sort of a globe trot at the moment promoting Dubrovnik, a place a lot of Irish people have discovered over the past couple of years. Have you found over the years the number of Irish people travelling there increasing a lot?
Well, it is increasing, and it is very steadily increasing, so we are very happy, and we really love Irish market. We've always feel that we are very close to Irish people. History is an amazing thing, and it was quite difficult for both our nations, and that's why we really like Irish coming to Dubrovnik, and they really do.
I mean, what can people expect when they arrive in Dubrovnik, the places they can go and see and the culture they can experience?
Well, what we are now promoting more, the summer, of course, is always the summer. You have beaches, you have things going on in Dubrovnik during the summer. The weather is wonderful, the sights are great, the nature is also fantastic. But of course, we are now trying to promote a bit more of shoulder season, meaning throughout the winter, as we have different sort of events happening, some organized by the Tourist Board of Dubrovnik, where I work, and some organized by the people in the city. The good thing for the next winter and next autumn is that most probably it is planned, a flight from Dublin to Dubrovnik, direct flight throughout the winter. Ryanair is flying, and we hope it will go on. It depends how it will be sold, but I think it will be a good possibility for the Irish people to visit Dubrovnik at a time when there is not so many tourists, and still there are many, many things to see.
Absolutely. And is there a big difference now between what people can expect in the summer months versus the winter months there?
Of course, everything is calmer. There is not so many people around the town, but I find it even more appealing, to be honest, because we have different sorts of events going on during the winter. Now we have Feast, which is just coming next week, and this is one of the times then when people really should come to the Dubrovnik and see how it looks, when all the natives, all us, people living around the Dubrovnik come into the town to celebrate our saint, patron saint, who has a very, very long tradition, more than 1,000 years already. So it is really one of the points of interest for anyone. Of course, other things as well. We had throughout the Advent time, we had concerts, we had different events going on from the end of November to the 6th of to the Epiphany Day. And, you know, I think it's very interesting to come to Dubrovnik in that time of the year.
So if you were an Irish tourist and you were planning a trip to Dubrovnik, what time of the year would you recommend would be the best time to experience it in all its glory?
Of course, if you're looking for the beach, then the summer. The summer also is changing, because now with all the weather, climate changes and weather actually being different than before, our season starts very, very early. But we are going to the beach already from the end of April all the way to November. So it is prolonging a bit. And of course, if they have a cultural interest, in they are more in wine, in they are more in gastronomy, then autumn and winter months are the best.
Yeah, beautiful Croatian cuisine. Miro, thank you so much. Lovely to see you again. And safe travels. Well, lots of things to see and do in Dubrovnik. And thank you so much for visiting us here in Dublin.
Thank you, and I invite everyone to come to Dubrovnik.
Fantastic. Well, we're here till noon today. If you're planning on dropping down to the Holiday World Show, we're at the Simmons Court in the RDS. You can book your holiday without hassle, full security here. There's inside tracks on where to go, how to pay less for your holiday, and some answers from travel professionals from all over the world. We're here till noon. They've let us out for the weekend, myself and Ed, out in public. Guards hot on our heels, and we're here with the Holiday World Show 2024. Now, you've had a chance to have a look around here. What can people expect when they come down?
It's great, Robbie. There's everything here, every destination you can think of. You can buy a motorhome if you want to. There's dental travel places here for your teeth to get done if you want.
I saw somebody doing holiday massages over there.
Yeah.
which I think we might take part in. What do you reckon?
Holiday massages. There's shower units here, special like eco-friendly showers. So yeah, there's a complete spectrum really of holidays available. You know, and for anyone who's into travel, it's a lovely thing to do to come here, because you can actually get to speak to all the people that are over here, over 1,000 exhibitors from the destinations. So from the horse's mouth, you can actually chat to people, which I think is lovely.
I was talking to somebody earlier who was looking to buy a home abroad, and they cater for that as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, everything related to holiday or tourism, it's all sort of here. And it's very interesting because, of course, everything is back with the bang again. Loads of new routes out of Ireland to loads of exciting destinations, US as well. Lots of things happening. So, like Denver, we have a new flight to Denver. We have a new flight to Minneapolis, St. Paul. Lots of new airlines coming on board, like flying extra flights into New York and Boston with JetBlue. Loads of things happening. So, very exciting.
And I mean, one of the themes we've come across over the past few weeks is people looking to do something a little different. And it's certainly the place to come down to. We're going to be talking to Sharon from Croatia Tours a little later on about some of the different things you can do when you visit Croatia. People doing two-centre holidays. And certainly if you come down here, you'll see some of the things you never thought of doing.
Yeah, and all the lads are here, from the Croatia Tourist Board, from Dubrovnik, they're all here at Holiday World as well. And I think what's really nice is it's a destination that a lot of people want to go to, and I think sometimes it's hard to navigate. So it's lovely when you come here and you speak to Sharon or some of the experts, and they'll tell you like day one, day two, day three, top tips, and of course then it makes it all very easy.
Fantastic. We're going to delve a little bit more into Croatia in the next hour. Ed Finn's here with me as well from the Holiday World Show at the Simmons Court at the RDS. We're at stand M5A. If you're dropping down, drop over and say hello. We're here till 12 o'clock. We're going to be talking to Sharon from Croatia Tours in the next half hour about some of the great offers and some of the different types of destinations within Croatia you can go to if you're planning a holiday trip. Ed Finn has been there as well, and he's going to be chatting about some of his experiences, plus all of the other exhibitors here, 550 of them exhibiting, 40,000 attendees, and there are thousands of destinations here at the Holiday World Show. If you want to book your holiday, maybe get the inside track on where you want to be going to. We're out and about at the Holiday World Show, running today and tomorrow at the Simmons Court at the RDS, with over 550 exhibitors and 40,000 people coming to pick holidays. We've been looking at some of the stands from Stenaline, Pure Cork, Lanzarote, and one of the things I always do before I'm going away, I always panic and think, is my passport in date? And of course, I never check until the day I'm going. And there's a free service here the Irish Passport Office are offering, where you can pop along, get your photos taken free. They're validated, so you know they're going to work. And they give you the little code that if you're applying for a renewal of your passport online, you pop the code in and it all happens and you can get your passport back in 10 days.
Isn't that brilliant? I mean, yeah, technology. But it really is, because passport photographs are always a bit of a hassle. So it's brilliant. When we saw that earlier, I thought, geez, that's very clever. So you get the code and your passport, so your picture is verified, and you just, when you're renewing your passport, you just put in the code.
Have you ever been in a situation where you turn up on the day to head off and your passport is out of date?
Yeah, I was going to a match in Manchester once, and I didn't get there. Yeah, it was the only time, and I had no license. I didn't have my driving license either, which probably might have worked, but I was on a Ryanair flight and they were having none of it, so home I went. And big game as well, but yeah, that was really the only time, Robbie.
Time you made that mistake. Yeah, I suppose, look, we've all been in a situation like that. Anything you've seen walking around? I mean, a lot of people are here booking holidays or coming across ideas for destinations they've never been to.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, like, they've got so many new exhibitors here as well. I mean, you look here, you see Japan is here. Again, lots of new destinations. I was saying earlier, Colorado, loads of new. Like, we've 19, I mean, Aer Lingus alone, I think, have 19 direct flights now. I mean, I said all the new ones coming on board as well. So, like, you've the whole section here. You've got the Great Lakes USA, which is a great spot as well if you want to go and do some road trips. Route 66, Robbie, is celebrating 100 years in 2026. So if you ever wanted to do Route 66, you can do a great one. St. Louis are here. Meet me in St. Louis, Robbie. They're here. and you can chat to Renee there. I was chatting to her yesterday, and she has all the info there about things to do and places like Cincinnati, Cleveland, you know, places that you wouldn't normally kind of go to. We've direct flights to Cleveland now as well. The eclipse is happening there, Robbie, on the 8th of April. It's going to be in the path of totality in Cleveland, Ohio, so we you can fly over and bring your tent, because I think
I mean, I often think a place like this is great to come to if you're putting a bucket list together, maybe not necessarily going on the trips this year, but if you, let's say, are looking ahead to 5 years, you can put together a list of some of the great places you never thought of.
Oh yeah, like amazing. I was looking at some of the Alaska cruises, you know, flying to Vancouver, taking, you know, a lot of bucket list stuff, like loads of cruise companies here. If you want to go up and do that, you know, once in a lifetime, like Alaska cruise, a good one to save up for. Yeah, because
absolutely.
You need 5 years for that one, Robbie.
Well, listen, it's all about Croatia tours between now and noon. We're going to be chatting to Sharon in the next 10 minutes or so about some of the different destinations within Croatia. Maybe if you fancy a two-center location. Sharon's going to be chatting to us here from Croatia Tours. Lots of great music as well between now and noon. And I mean, it's a year since we've been here at the Holiday World Show, and Sharon Wall brought me the most delicious cup of coffee last year, and she has come up trumps again. Sharon Wall from Croatia Tours has dropped over a beautiful cappuccino to me. You're my lifesaver, you know that?
Ah, Rob, where did the year go? I can't believe it. It's all that time ago. Yeah, we're back again, Holiday World.
Yeah.
Croatia doing what it does best.
How's your year been? I know the tourism numbers are going up and up and up as the year goes by.
Well, we started off pretty good, Rob, thankfully. From January, yeah, we're getting our bookings. Still people looking for somewhere different, as always. And we put lovely packages together, a few lovely packages that we have here for the show. And they're on kind of early booking discounts. So, you know, people need to book before February.
I mean, I know myself and Ed have been speaking about how people are looking for somewhere a little different. And I know people are trying maybe two center destinations.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I was in Croatia a good few times, and you just can't get enough of it because it's such a beautiful destination. Now, Sharon, you've got some nice two center places that people could look at.
Yeah. Because nobody just goes, Rob, you know, for Dubrovnik or Split or that on its own. All our holidays, everyone is completely different. There's never two holidays the same. We do the twin centres, which is mainly like flying into Dubrovnik and then we bring them over to an island. So maybe 5 days in each one and back to either Dubrovnik or Split. All the airports, there's Zadar, Zagreb, mainly, but... Dubrovnik is really top again this year. People want to get there when they haven't been to Croatia at all. It's a good place to start. And then, as I said, we can do one of the islands, Korčulin, Dubrovnik, a lovely little island, Mljet in Dubrovnik, Hvar. We can combine them with, you know, they can do an island and a city, or two cities, two islands. And generally, the most popular is, like, say, 10 days. So 5 days in each.
So people can get to sample the cuisine, do the tours, and then the next week they can just chill.
Exactly. There, or they might do Dubrovnik, you know, to have a look around the old town. That's so fabulous and full of history and that. And then maybe on the islands, that's where they could do cycling, swimming, you know, lots of water sports, lovely lakes to swim in. And then, yeah, it's all accessible. And then we do the full package, you know, from their flights, all their transfers, even if they're doing a 2, 3, 4 centre. And mainly... we get very few who's just going for a week. Most of our holidays are like 10, 12, 15 days. Or we do a fabulous cruise, which is top of the range, Rob. That takes in, you know, 5 islands and 2 cities.
Yeah, I love that one. I mean, that deluxe cruise is really nice because what's nice is you have your own chef on board. It's only like, what, 36 people. It's really intimate. And some people I know that did that and they said it was just one of the best experiences and the food was amazing. And they stopped the yachts and then you just jump into this beautiful crystal clear water. Places you can't even get to actually unless you were on the cruise.
Yeah, you'd never do that if you weren't on the cruise, because you're going to 5 different islands and you're landing in Dubrovnik, going on your cruise and coming back maybe into Split or vice versa. Everything taken care of, half board, luxury. They are luxury yachts. Like there's only 19 cabins on it. You're talking about 36 people. They're always very heavily booked out. We're taking bookings for that for 2025. So it's really... Yeah.
When would you say is the best... What would you put down as one of the best times of the year to go if you're looking for a trip?
For, I would say, any time from mid-May, Rob, because if like before then the weather's not going to be that warm, and for the crews anyway, you need to have nice warm weather because of the, you know, the swimming and the water activities. So anytime from after the 15th May right up to the end of October. I mean, we before then, we would do some people who just want to go to Dubrovnik or that don't want it too hot or too busy. But for a sun holiday, yeah, May, June, July.
And what about somebody who's listening to us now and saying, that sounds amazing. Where can, is there a website they can go to get to see and have a look at some of the offers?
Yeah, we have our own, our website is croatia.ie, but we have we moved office from Eden Quay, which we were there for years, and we moved over there, which is a big walk-in office, and we have a sister company there as well. And that's on Pier Street, 38 Pier Street, beside Bradford.
So people can walk in and have a one-to-one.
Yeah, and the staff there's Maya, she's from Split, and then there's Ivana. So we have two Croatian girls that are experts, and I'm there myself. So yeah, we get walk-ins, phone, email, website, Sunshine Radio.
Fantastic. Sharon Wall from Croatia Tours. Beautiful cup of cappuccino. Did you make that?
I did. I hobbled over to you. Hobbled.
Thank you so much for the hospitality down here at the Holiday World Show. We're at the RDS Simmons Court. All to see and do about holidays, adding to those trips to your bucket list. Croatia, we've been talking about all morning. We're here with Croatia Tours. And somebody who's been there and who samples the lifestyle, the cuisine and all that comes with Croatia is Ed. I mean, you've been there. You know what it's like.
Yeah, Robbie, like one place I discovered a good few years ago, and I keep going back again and again and discovering new things. I mean, as I was saying there earlier, they have on the Croatian or the Dalmatian coast, if you like. I mean, wars have been fought over these islands along the Dalmatian coast. You find places that you just, it's kind of paradise stuff. They have, for example, one of the things I did there, I went to the Krka, K-R-K-A waterfalls, and there's 17 waterfalls in this national park. And you swim in under the crystal clear water, and you swim under the waterfalls, and you could be, it's like Costa Rica or something, you know, it's like tropical, think rainforest, just, it has so much diversity as a country. And what I loved about it as well is that everything was easy to get around, very accessible. You know, they've great, you know, to get public transport, exactly. And we were saying earlier about the flights. I mean, there's loads of flights now. And they said you can go into Dubrovnik, into Split, into Zadar. You can do lots of different centre tours as well. But the thing as well that jumps out but when I think about my time there, the food, the Mediterranean, that, you know, cuisine that they have, again, similar in a way to sort of the Italian coast on the other side, but gorgeous. And of course they have amazing wines. We went and we did a wine tasting, and we did tapas there. You think tapas is Spanish, they have it in Croatia as well, and they do it really, really well. We went to this place that makes famous honey, you know, one of these really good, amazing organic honey places. Like, it's the land of milk and honey, Robbie, if you like, really. It's just so nice. And again, I was saying the food, you know, like Zagreb, for example, would be more spicy over there because it's a slightly near, you know, nearer to Hungary, I suppose. But along the coast, most amazing seafood. Again, the vegetables. Of course, they have the climate for growing all these beautiful vegetables. And I mean, you can see yourself. I mean, here today, when I was at the Croatian stand, they all look so healthy, right?
Absolutely, they're putting us all to shame. I think the thing about Croatia for a lot of people who maybe not, they don't know quite what to expect from there. Whereas we have this vision in our heads of what, for example, Italy, France, or Spain is like. And it's only when you start looking at Croatia and you start to realise what a paradise it is.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I love a brochure, Robbie. You know, I'm an old school, and Croatia Tours, we had Sharon on earlier, they have a beautiful brochure, and it's actually, when you go through it, you'd see all the sort of lovely pictures and obviously and stuff, but the itineraries that they've put together. And it's nice actually, because what I love there is they've got an explorer that you can actually start in Dubrovnik and work all the way up the coast. You can do a whole cruise up the coast as well, which we were chatting about a little bit.
Yeah, tell me about this cruise, this luxury cruise with just a couple, 30 guests on board?
Yeah, 36 if you're lucky. No, but it's really, really something special. And again, thinks lovely sun decks. I mean, this is a very luxurious, it's like one of these, it's like, you know, oligarch yachts that you'd see, you know, really, really beautiful, top quality. And there, Christina Cruises would be one of them. But you can literally do a 10-day cruise. You'd start in Dubrovnik, you have your lovely time there. Of course, the walled medieval city of Dubrovnik, you're going back in time.
And would many people now just go do a city break in Dubrovnik and just enjoy that?
Absolutely. 3 days, you can do a fabulous trip there as well. You've got the island Savtash. You can get a ferry over to Savtash. You can stay there as well. I did that before. It was wonderful. You can go all up the coast if you want as well. That cruise that we were talking about, that does all of that, you know. And as I said, and I mean, the 1,000 islands all along the Dalmatian coast, you get to kind of hop in and out of these. But again, I think for Croatia, I think you just have to experience it. And when you go there, I think again, it is different, but it's also very Mediterranean. And again, you know, think a lot of Italy. For me, like, a lot of the Italian resorts would be similar in a way, but it's a very unique place, Croatia. And again, I always think it has a certain style about it. And the people are really nice. And as I said, it's just a really healthy experience.
That's one of the common things, you know, I've picked up today, is just how friendly they are, the Croatian people, and how, you know, the Irish are going more and more to Croatia these days.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, it's much easier now. You know, they have the euro there now as well. So, you know, you don't even have to change money. That all came in there last year. So, you know, it's a very user-friendly.
What sort of flight time are you looking at to, for example, Dubrovnik?
Yeah, you're about sort of 3.5 hours, Robbie. Yeah. And now, you know, different, as I said, we have Zadar split as well. Two flights, British Airlines and Aer Lingus are flying to split as well this year, which is really good. So, you know, you have a variety of choices. You can go into one and out of the other. But it's just across from Italy. So, you know, just think.
Well, it's a good job yourself. We have our bags packed. We're ready to go.
Yeah, you have your passport photograph all sorted, Robbie, as well.
We do. Actually, that's a great service they have here. If your passport's up, drop down and get your passport photograph taken free of charge here, the Irish Passport Office. Live from Holiday World Show, happening today and tomorrow here at the Simmons Court RDS. 550 exhibitors with thousands of destinations for you to peruse and make plans for. And you can book your holiday hassle-free with full security here and get the inside track on where to go, how to pay less for your holidays, and get all those answers you wanted from the experts, those travel experts from all over the globe. Of course, new trends here as well. If you're not quite sure where you want to go to, or maybe you want to go do something a little bit different from the norm, you can get some great ideas here. We've had a great morning here. Carol Dooley's on her way with lots and lots of relaxed songs for the afternoon. Hope you can spend it with Sunshine 106.8 for the weekend. Carol's on after the latest news update next from the Sunshine Newsroom, with tunes from the likes of Whitney Houston, some James Taylor in there, Rod Stewart, and lots more after the latest news update from the Sunshine Newsroom at midday.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.